This is Digital Dave.
Yeah, you better take cover. This is Fast Eddie.
Okay,
and,
Fast Eddie.
And with us today, we have Amanda Vekin from the National Aviation Meteorologists. Boy, have you had a busy week.
Yeah. It's been interesting with the smoke.
Is there an international symbol for smoke like there is for thunderstorm?
Yes, there is.
Really?
It's actually, for like the METAR, it's FU.
Of course it is.
For smoke, so.
Wow, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah. We're going to hear about this one.
Yep.
So. Really? Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm at the Aviation Weather Center in Kansas City, Missouri, but I'm here on part with NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, a big acronym. We have a lot of acronyms in our agency. So.
Well, it's the AAG system, the Aviation Acronym Generator.
Yeah. It's been a lot of transition. I've been with the Aviation Weather Center now for about a year and a half. So getting into the world of aviation, it's been a really pleasant surprise in how much I've learned.
Well, we view weather differently than most people.
Yeah. It's definitely forecasting for turbulence and icing and all of the hazards that pilots might encounter. There's never a dull day. There's always weather going on somewhere in the nation. So.
Yeah, we've noticed that.
You know, and it's not just the weather in this country, too. You have to take into effect all of the international flights that are coming in, because they're affected, too. If you get a big thunderstorm line going through the Northeast, that's going to bugger every flight coming out of Europe.
Yeah. We do cover some international waters, actually, with our forecast for specific hazards, especially, like, tropical systems. That is one thing that they deal with a lot on the international side and the impacts of that.
So forecasters are broken up into areas?
Yeah, so we break our desks into different hazard types. So we have ceiling invisibility, turbulence, icing, and then convective forecast. There's also our lead desk, and our lead is the one that does the international forecast as well.
Okay.
I was going to say it's the convective desk where things really get dicey.
Busy.
Yeah, I had a few shifts before I traveled here for work, and I was about to pull my hair out. We do the whole nation, so
yeah.
I call it the witching hour, about 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is when things across the whole nation just sort of light up for storms, so it gets busy.
Yes, it does, especially in the Midwest when nothing slows them down.
Yeah.
The thing of it being is if you actually pay attention to what's going on outside, and I don't mean in the airplane, on the ground, you can pretty much see a storm developing. If you see really
well,
tall
clouds, where you live and you have big sky.
No, yeah. I've seen it in your area too.
Yeah. Well,
you just have to look between the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, the smoke caused some issues.
Yeah, a lot.
Earlier in the weekend, I came from Kansas City, so coming up here and encountering the smoke definitely bothered my allergies a little bit for some of the days, but despite the visibility dropping a little bit this morning, it seems like the smoke should hopefully mostly move out with the thunderstorm potential this afternoon and evening.
Yay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know if we'd want smoke or if we'd want storms.
How long have you been in weather?
Yeah, so I technically have been in 4 years, but I was an intern in Medford, Oregon for a period of time in the Des Moines, Iowa office as well. So I have some experience across at the weather forecast office, ground level, and now being at the Aviation Weather Center, being above ground. So
yeah. Is it true out there in Washington and Oregon, you can tell it's summer because the rain gets warmer?
Yeah. I was there for the summer and the fire weather season out there. That's where I got a lot of experience. Didn't really anticipate seeing ash fall on my car in the summer. So that was definitely a unique experience. I learned a lot. And there's a lot of impacts, coastal and then fire and aviation as well.
Now, as pilots, we can call you guys to get forecasts. How does this work? How is your information disseminated down to a pilot?
Yeah, so at the weather forecast offices, they issue your terminal aerodrome forecast, your TAFs that you see, and they're the ones issuing the aviation discussion. At the Aviation Weather Center, we issue forecasts going 24 hours out, essentially areas where we're expecting certain conditions, so mod or greater icing or mod or greater turbulence. And then for ceiling invisibility, if it's IFR, There's warnings on all of the desks. So for the thunderstorm desk, we call them convective sigmets, as most of you probably know. Those are our warnings for pilots for any thunderstorm, whether it's severe warned or not from the surface level, because all of those thunderstorms are hazardous to pilots. So our website is aviationweather.gov, and on there, there's a lot of different resources, observational resources, also the thunderstorm forecast. We have the... It's called TCF. It's a very long acronym. I won't get into it. But they're more for planning with, like, the FAA side of things. And you can sort of see where they're drawing areas where they think thunderstorms are going to be and what the expected tops are going to be on those storms, too.
Okay, so that the daily airlines can plan their routes around.
Yeah, yeah. So essentially that desk is more for the planning of the different routes that they take depending on where the convective systems
will
be.
Not only trying to reroute the aircraft, but issuing holds as well. I've heard of that happening more than once.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to be on the thunderstorm desk and watch in real time all the planes that go around or which ones decide they're going to try and weave their way through, you know? So it gets pretty interesting watching what pilot decisions are made, or if they they get a little bit too close to a thunderstorm, you know, they hit some turbulence.
So that's when she calls all her buddies and say, hey, look at this guy.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Our main focus, you know, we do general aviation is a big part of what we're doing at the Aviation Weather Center, because the airlines, they have their own meteorologists while they use probably some of our products. We're here to sort of gear our information towards the general aviation community as well. So,
cool.
Going to say, summertime has got to be very interesting, but winter probably is just as interesting, because now you're dealing with severe precipitation like ice, heavy snow, and this can really muck things up as well.
Yeah, it sort of switches. So we have like the convective, the thunderstorm area, and then it sort of flips to icing turbulence and ceiling invisibility. And those desks get pretty busy in the winter, and especially in the transition periods before we go into winter or summer fully. So their workload right now, probably not doing too much. There's not a lot of low stratus clouds out there, not a lot of icing or turbulence outside of thunderstorms. So most of the time, they're generally quieter in the summer, and then in the winter, it gets pretty busy and hectic.
Wow.
You know, the one thing that amazed me, I'm living in Armstrong, Iowa, and a few miles up the road, we had a major thunderstorm rolled through, a whole squall line. They had baseball-sized hail. Mm. I have never seen that in my life until that point. And I thought, there's no way any airplane is going to make it through a storm like that.
Yeah, and to think that there's larger hail, typically higher up in the atmosphere, because the hail will melt on its way down. So sometimes you're going to have bigger hailstones further up into the clouds. So I've seen 2.5-inch hail. I would not want to be outside when it's coming down, that's for sure. But, you know, we'll see some storms possibly this evening and tonight, which will be interesting as well. Hopefully it'll stay clear, but there is the potential that we could get some severe storms tonight.
Now, do you look and try to forecast lightning strikes as well?
So there is a tool that we use that gives us sort of like probabilities of where a lightning strike will be. So I use that a lot of times when the storms are initially developing. So like a lot of times in the summer we get these storms, they just start popping up everywhere. And which ones are actually going to withhold and be able to carry a storm, right? Because they will collapse and fall. So
there's that phenomenon called rain bomb.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Yeah, that's scary. I see on our gateway, somebody texted us that the METAR FU stands for fumée, the French word for smoke.
Yes, yeah.
If Americans invented airplanes and aviation, why is everything French? I want to know these
I'll
things.
I'll tell you this when we're off the air.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens tonight. It looks like the weather's going to be...
Do weather people get really excited when the weather gets bad?
Sometimes.
I'm telling you, sometimes. You watch the weather channel, you're thinking they're getting excited when the storms are coming.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we do. Not the most destructive ones, I would say. If they're in an open field, you know, people's safety is definitely, our mission is to protect lives and property. And so when it comes down to those big events, it can get pretty heavy at times with those severe storms, but we can't control the weather, so we sort of just give the information and resources for safety for people to stay safe during them.
And you know what they say, right? Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody ever does anything.
I know, right? Like, we're 50, we're wrong 50% of the time anyways. And still get paid. You know?
Yeah.
And still get paid. So.
Nice. Nice. Aviationweather.gov is a good place to start.
Yeah, or aviationweather.gov, and then weather.gov is the National Weather Service. So.
Okay, National Weather Service. They never get it right. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
We try our hardest.
Right. I blew a forecast down at Warbirds over Delaware. Now, I have yet to hear the end of it. It was a little
pop-up.
Well,
you didn't forecast it.
No, but I looked at the radar. It was clear. And 15 minutes later, it's raining bullfrogs.
Very good. Well, they don't show up on radar. But anyway, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we've been speaking with Amanda Viken.
Viken.